Jewel, right?
I think it's Jewel.
Issues and answers.
I got tissues for your issues.
That's good. Very nice. Thank you. Jennifer Horn is here to help with her personal perspective on things, as well as Ken Kessler, who's basically following your personal perspective on things at facebook.com/Good Day Show and twitter.com. I am with that microphone again.
What are you doing?
I'm moving around. I just finished one of the brownies that's here at the CRN
Digital. I have to warn you about, because one of our show hosts at CRN is Robert Conrad from the Wild Wild West, and he has a lot of great fans, and a lot of them like to make special treats for him.
Really?
So I just want to warn you.
Make a quick exit stage left. We'll know what that's all
about. Be careful.
All right. What's in the news, and what do we find interesting? Yeah, right. What's in those brownies? The retail forecast for the holiday season is good. And I don't feel that reflected in the amount of advertising that we're getting here, but it's early yet. In essence, what's going on now as we get into October, usually they call that the last quarter, and it ramps up in October, gets hot in November and into mid-December. But because of the shutdown, everybody's pulling back. It's any excuse at all, because people think that there are so many, and this is
to hold on to their money.
Well, it isn't that so much, Jennifer, as how many businesses are connected to the government in one way or another. And so many people are affected by what Reagan used to call trickle-down economics, that the money not coming out of Washington, therefore this business is hurting, and that business is hurting, and another business. So it gets to even me. And the commercials they were playing, and number of ads we have versus what happens in a normal time. But
I had heard that somebody had linked the spending, the debt ceiling, if that couldn't be corrected, on the fact that people wouldn't be spending as much money for the holiday season.
Yeah, yeah, I think that may be true. However, the retail forecast from New York suggests that holiday sales may grow about 4%. So that's if Washington gets out of the deadlock. All bets are off if Washington doesn't. All right? You got that? That's the picture. 888-302-3684. The Red Cross wants to get the game makers of Call of Duty to create virtual consequences for war crimes committed by the players of their game. Michael, I think we have a couple of different cuts from these people who are on the International Committee of the Red Cross. Now, first of all, Kenny, will you explain, or Jennifer, because I don't know what Call of Duty, I can only imagine, given what's been said this week about this game, that this is pretty violent stuff.
Yeah, war game. Yeah, it's a war game. Your job is to shoot and kill as many of the other people, the bad guys, as you can.
Okay. All right. So it's just like all these other violent games, same thing. It's just that somebody's in a uniform instead of not being in a uniform. So Call of Duty is something. Do your children have this? Is this in your home? If it is, you ought to get rid of it. Here's Francois Chouinard of this group of folks at the Red Cross who think Call of Duty and the similar war games are not good because all they do is teach everybody who plays how to be horribly murderous.
There's no way that our people that are playing those games on a daily basis for a couple of hours every day cannot learn from that experience. They are repeating the same actions. This is something that the military called the drill. That's the way you instill a reflex for people. And we know that our military also, when they are entertaining themselves, are also playing those games. So we are not just directing ourselves or addressing people that are civilians that are outside of the battlefield. We are addressing through those games, we are addressing the future combatants, the lawmakers, the decision makers, and also those people that are on the contemporary battlefields.
He could give us his interpretation of what Francois Senage, what did I say, Senachard, I think is his name. How many people agree with this? Call of Duty, similar war games are not good for anybody who's not going into the military, but they are good for people who do go into the military.
Right, because it makes a reflex. I'm always torn on this one because I personally just don't think it's healthy to play these video games all the time because it desensitizes you. But at the same time, there's...
It perpetrates the war thinking that's right. going on everywhere anyway.
But there are, I mean, a bajillion, and that's a scientific number. There are a bajillion people that can play these games and not turn into deviants and bad people in society. But then you get the people that are, you know, like the Navy Yard shooter who played...
But how does this stuff do you any good?
I can't imagine it does you any good. You know, I was so shocked because I'm not a video game person, admittedly. I haven't played a video game since Pac-Man and Donkey Kong, okay? But I got a text message from a friend of mine who had still shots of Grand Theft Auto 5, which is also a big game that just came out. And it's the graphics are so good on it now. And they're just so clear and so realistic.
Yep.
It looks like you're watching a movie. Yeah. And do you realize that there are naked women that are in that business where you'd find naked women?
Why?
And apparently you can pick them up.
Why?
And you can actually have your little video game partner do the nasty with this naked woman. And people are letting their 10-year-old kids play this game. I mean,
what is the matter with you people that do that?
Really bizarre.
Well, they do have ratings, so they don't sell them to people who are under 18. It's just
the kids still play them.
Yeah, they can, and they can find their dad's Playboy magazines, and they can watch Friday the 13th overnight on Cinemax.
I'll tell you this though, Ken. There's something different between looking at pornography and actually having your character do really disrespectful things to a prostitute in a video game. I think there's a difference between looking at something and actually having yourself be part of the action. And I think it's not good for kids who are not able to separate all the different layers of reality, if they're 12 years old or 11 years old or however old they might be playing this game.
Yeah, the game's not for kids. That's the point.
That's who plays it. That's the thing.
No, it's not. It's college students. It's people in their mid to late 20s. They're 30-somethings. Those are the main people who play that particular kind of game.
Huh. All right, well, you've heard both sides of that argument. Ken, on one side, Jennifer, on the other. What's your side on this? If you feel strongly about it, share your thoughts, 888-302-3684. You can email Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. It would be good to have some of this on Twitter and Facebook, actually, because we have so much of the continuing story about the shutdown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Any comments on the Capitol shooting, the woman who drove her car into the barricades at the White House and then went down the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue to the Capitol building? Any comments about her?
I saw something floating around Twitter, say like very big, profound statement saying she was mentally ill. You think that's why she drove into the barricades? That's what I've noticed in my Twitter feed. What have we seen, Ken?
I haven't seen anything about that. We did post about the road rage thing in New York City,
mm-hmm.
Where the biker gang chased down the SUV, dragged the guy out, and beat him. Nathan says, well, I didn't see the footage in this case. More often than not, erratic behavior is displayed by those that ride those kinds of bikes. More often than not, those guys ride in packs and exhibit behavior that is discourteous and extremely dangerous.
The pack mentality, so-called pack mentality, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Richard says, I expect nothing to happen to this except for a lot of lawyers will crawl out to sue and try to make money.
The bikers have the family of the biker that got hurt hired Gloria Allred to represent them.
That's so not her kind of case. This will be interesting. Usually
a lot of publicity.
She loves the women's scorn, but it's a publicity case, so you're right.
Exactly. 888-302, is that right? 888-888-302-3684. I say, is that right? Because I've got three numbers banging around in my head. In a moment, we're going to examine our video of the day, an open letter to J.J. Abrams, who is making the next Star Wars movie. That'll be kind of interesting, and it follows in with our poll today at DougStefan.com about you picking your favorite Star Wars movie of all time, or at least so far. 888-302-3684. Here's something for men and women, even though the focus is on your prostate, gentlemen, because as you get older, prostate issues affect relationships, because if you haven't got a healthy prostate, excuse me, you're going to be getting up in the middle of the night going to the bathroom. It's just that's how it happens. And if things are weak in that department, you're going to disturb the person that you're with when you get up, you go back to bed. It's not a pleasant scenario. That's where PT9 comes in. PT9 has all of the following ingredients that are great for feeding your prostate. Saw palmetto, pumpkin seed, beta-sitosterols, lycopene, zinc, selenium, vitamin D. All these are wonderful ingredients that will help you with the symptoms and the health of your prostate. I know it's kind of indelicate to talk about this for some people, but it's a practical way to deal with a problem that lots and lots of men, once they get into their 40s and as they grow older, have. PT9 has the best way. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff out there, but this is the newest formula, so don't waste your money on other products. Get the best results with the best product, PT9. Call the manufacturer directly, 800-811-6931. That's PT9. If it doesn't work for you, by the way, you'll get your money back. You know that. That's what all of these products we talk about here represent, getting your money back if it doesn't work for you. 800-811-6931. Product you're looking for is PT9 to boost your the food that's going into your prostate so it'll stay healthy forever. 800-811-6931 for PT9.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
888-302-3684, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Star Wars movie franchise has been sold by the producer and the creator, George Lucas, to Disney. Disney has decided they're going to continue with the franchise after giving him $4.5 billion. I guess maybe they better get something for their investment, right?
Mm-hmm. Not bad for a day's work.
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been working at it all his life. So
he
created a lot of jobs, a lot of money. It was a good deal. So anyway, some of the people who are concerned about the path Star Wars may take have written a letter, an open letter to J.J. Abrams. Here's the audio from our video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
Star Wars doesn't happen in the city. It doesn't happen in Parliament or in the library. It happens out here. Away from civilization, amidst smugglers and bounty hunters, Star Wars is a Western, and it's set in the frontier. Star Wars beauty isn't clean, it isn't new, it's dirty, gritty. A secondhand world. The beauty of the frontier.
All right, so there's more. You can check it out, the audio and the video. Our poll today, which was your favorite Star Wars movie so far? Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, or Return of the Jedi? I think that's my favorite. Check it out, poll at DougSteffen.com.
Food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you.
Pretty interesting story this week regarding Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
Been floating around for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Sounds like the entire Sinatra family is not happy about...
Oh, no, Ronan. I heard they are happy.
Oh, really? They don't consider Ronan Farrow part of the family, though. Nancy Sinatra seemed to accept that Mia Farrow's son was fathered by her father, and not Woody Allen.
All right, so let's set the stage.
Barbara, the Frank Sinatra widow's not happy, by the way. Yeah,
Mia,
set the stage for this.
Mia is with Frank Sinatra.
Right.
They break up.
Right.
She gets together with Woody Allen.
Right.
She gets pregnant, and she obviously has still continued her relationship with Frank Sinatra, because now she says that the baby could be Frank's, right?
Right.
They, in fact, she assumes that it is.
Right.
Interesting.
But
that's so
this
soap opera-esque.
Barbara Sinatra, who is what, his fifth wife, fourth or fifth wife?
Yeah, who's counting?
Yeah, anyway. Said, it's just a bunch of junk. There's always junk written, lies that aren't true. Barbara goes on to say that Farrow's claim is phony, adds that Ronan was not named in Sinatra's estate. I don't know.
Oh, Mia's a little wacky now, isn't she?
Is she? I don't know.
I think she might be a little wacky.
All right. Yeah. Now, Michael Jackson and the suit. You notice the poll results from yesterday. Who do you think was responsible for his death? 42% said a combination of Michael, Dr. Conrad Murray, and AEG Live. But the court found otherwise and said that there was no finding for AEG that they were involved in it at all. I think it's interesting, Wendy Williams on her television talk program talked about this suit and how the Jackson family has handled the case.
You know, Michael's mother, Catherine, and his three children claimed that the concert promoter, AEG, was responsible for Michael's death because they hired Dr. Conrad Murray, the one who injected Michael with lethal doses of that propofol. Well, the jury sided with the concert promoter, saying that the family, you're not going to win this, and now the Jackson family won't receive a dime. This is really sad. I remember when this case first came up, I said, they shouldn't be suing. You know, Michael is who Michael apparently is. Apparently, according to all that we have seen, Michael is a man that had a drug problem. And there is no point in trying to sue somebody to blame somebody else on Michael's alleged drug problem that he allegedly had before Conrad Murray was ever in the picture. You can't blame AEG. And all they've done, see, all you've done, Jacksons, is make it surely transparent that, you know, it is all about the money. Because if you were about keeping Michael's dignity intact, you wouldn't have done this lawsuit. Now all this information has come out, sending young Paris Jackson, you know, over the deep end. Do you remember a few months ago she went over the deep end? You know, goodness only knows how the other kids are feeling as they continually have to see their father's naked body on a slab on some of the weekly magazines, how they have to continually hear things, including from Uncle Randy. We would have never known this, but Randy had to testify, of course, during the trial also. And one of the things that he said was that an intervention by the family had been staged for Michael. So, you know, this man's legacy, Michael's legacy, has now just, you know, it's been scarred and marred so many different ways, and it's because of Mrs. Jackson and the three kids lawsuit.
All right. Who agrees with that?
Absolutely right.
I think she's right all the way around. I usually like her overview. I think she's got a lot of common sense, and in this circumstance. And the poll that we have, it was interesting as to how it really broke out. 42% of you said a combination of Michael and Dr. Murray and AEG. 26% of you said Michael himself. That's what we agreed yesterday, I think. Didn't all three of us?
Well, I think
Richie
Michael,
was here,
yeah.
I think, yesterday, too. We all thought that Michael was responsible for his own demise. And so, I mean, this is a lot of hooey about something that, although not very important, seems to be like a lot of the other gossipy things that we hear. Like, here's the Tim Burton story about his cheating on his partner, Helena Bonham Carter, kissing somebody else in some, you know, back room of a movie he was working on, that kind of stuff. It's a lot of hooey. 28 minutes after the hour, this is the Hooey Show on Good Day.
Do you get tired easily? Pro athlete Martina Navratilova has a home remedy for that. Energy balls. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Martina's recipe for natural pep has honey, soy milk, sesame seeds, and dried figs. She also eats what she calls a little sleep snack once in a while. Her snooze foods include bananas, figs, and turkey. They all have a natural sedative in them called tryptophan, which calms the brain. For muscle pain, Martina's go-to food is organic vegetable soup, spiced up with turmeric. For sniffles, she hauls out her ginger juice, a blended concoction of carrots, apples, lemon, and, of course, fresh ginger. I'll link you to Martina Navratilova's columns on AARP.org. As AARP's fitness ambassador, she's got lots of advice on everything from what water works best for workouts to how to protect your knees while staying active. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Is your car talking to you? Do you hear a squeal when you step on the brake pedal? Chances are, this is the brake pad wear indicator telling you that it's time to replace those brake pads. Your Haynes manual will lead you through this relatively easy procedure. Over 400 Haynes manuals are offered, covering most vehicles on the road. For information on a repair manual for your car, go to Haynes.com. That's Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Is the power of Ms. Horn and Ken Kessler monitoring what's going on social media-wise. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley. It's Friday the 4th. Why do we call it the Doug Steffen Show if I'm Dudley? It could be the Dudley Steffen Good Day program. We're here to encourage conversation, not to choke off the conversation. Although I will tell you, sometimes conversations become very troubling for me because I listen carefully to what people say. On the plane, coming back to Los Angeles last night from Boston, I was listening to a mother and her son talk about taking a cruise because the son heard somebody else talking about a cruise. And someone actually was talking about that boat that capsized, I think it was yesterday, and that actually sank off the coast of southern Italy.
Right.
African immigrants on their way to Europe, 114 people killed, 150 people rescued, that many people unaccounted for. This is a boat that left Tripoli with about 500 immigrants from Eritrea and Ghana, Somalia, the places where all the negative activity is going on right now. The ship started taking on water during the night after the motor was cut as it neared an island. Somebody on board set a fire to a piece of material to attract the attention of passing ships so that the ships wouldn't run into this ship, and the ship caught fire itself and basically burned. The ship flipped over, hundreds of people tossed to sea. So, anyway, as this conversation goes on, this young fellow, maybe 8 years old, and smart, seemed to be a smart child, said, as he listened to this, oh, I would never want to go on a cruise. I think it was not his mother, it was his grandma, because I remember saying, I wouldn't want to go on a cruise, Grandma, because the ships always sink.
Yeah, think about what you hear.
Yeah, the ships always sink. And so the grandmother was very quick to recover, saying that there are a lot of these cruise ships. She handled it very well, by the way. A lot of these cruise ships, many of them, there are lots and lots and lots of them, and yes, once in a while, there are problems. So the child went on to say, well, what happens is the ships strike rocks, and it rips them open. He was doing this bit, he was sort of describing what goes on from his mind. And then they sink in the rocks. And so she did acknowledge the Costa Concordia. And there was another ship, it seems to me, that sank. There were problems on a cruise ship recently. I mean, there are always problems on these cruise ships, especially Carnival, because they're such a cheap bunch. You know, I mean, that's a cheap line. You get what you pay for. The ships are cheap, and they're loaded with 5,000 people. So, but in this circumstance, if you hear any story about any kind of a problem with any kind of a boat, immediately, many people who don't think it through, they think, oh, my God, it's so unsafe, so dangerous to boat, I'm not going to go on a cruise. When, in fact, it's pretty safe because there are lots of cruise lines and liners. And so, I mean, you pick and choose. I, myself, if I were going on a cruise, I'd pick one of the smaller boats,
yeah,
one of the smaller cruise lines,
it's
and
like
find
flying,
some place
though.
A lot of people don't go.
Just because there's a problem once. I mean, there's cruises that go out every day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, for a while, we heard a lot about those Carnival problems, and seemed to be just every day there was something new.
Yes, it does.
Oh, we lost Dougie. I thought it was me that we lost. All right, well, maybe we should take a quick break, Michael, and I guess we'll come back and we'll talk more about sinking ships, Kenny. Easy for you to say. It's 37 past on Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Parents are often advised to consult a child passenger safety technician to determine how to install their child's car seat. These seats are increasingly complicated, but so are all the regulations. In one city, a mother breastfeeding in the car was considered a criminal, but a father holding the child in his lap so he could feed her French fries was okay. Another woman who actually did use the booster seat was charged with a crime because she installed it incorrectly. These things always seem so complicated to the government, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we might simply conclude that the government doesn't belong in our cars. Telling us all how to drive, where to drive, and when to drive is one thing, but now they are also writing the seating chart. Do we really trust the government to care for children better than their parents?
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know how I am. I am eager to have all kinds of commercials representing any thought at all. And then after the commercial is over or before it airs, sometimes I put in my 2 cents worth. So thus is the following. There's some teachers, according to a story that we have at DougStefan.com today, teachers taking issue with the latest GEICO commercials. The teachers claim the talking camel's catchphrase, "It's hump day," is being repeated so often by students that it's disrupting classes.
Hmm.
Hump day. Hump day. It is hump. Wednesday's hump day.
That hasn't come from
GEICO. I mean, although the GEICO commercials, they are everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. Everybody's program in the world has GEICO commercials, radio and television. But is hump day? That's not new at all, right?
No, that's an old expression.
So what's happening with this, Kenny? Why, excuse me, are they making such a big deal?
It's just a new catchphrase. The camel has a goofy voice, as you know, most talking camels do.
Julie, yeah. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Okay.
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15%
or more. What's wrong with that? That's funny.
You know what? People have a problem with almost anything.
I know.
We've been using that term in a collective sense across society.
Well, do they think it's dirty? Is that what the deal is?
I suppose.
No, it's just a goofy voice, and it's a catchphrase that a lot of kids.
No, but isn't that what the teachers are finding? They don't want kids because the reference to humping is a sexual reference. That's why the teachers don't like it. Is that right or not?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to have said that.
I didn't actually see anything about that. They were talking about that the kids are using the same kind of goofy voice that you hear from the camel has in the commercials, and the kids think it's hilarious. And if the kids think it's hilarious and the grown-ups tell them not to do it,
what are they going to do? Yeah, exactly. That's what they're going to do. All right, let's move into another area of commerce, from insurance to smoking and tobacco products. How many people are aware? We all know that the three big companies, I was going to actually make a news quiz out of this, and I decided I'm moving the microphone around to get the microphone. The three big companies are P. Lorillard, the Altria Group, and Reynolds American, Reynolds Tobacco. So they are all now in the business of trying to buy or create these electronic cigarettes, because so many people are stopping using them. They figure they're losing out. They have, as you know, gone all around the world to sell their death and destruction, because they're not having as much luck other than to younger girls in this country. You see all the ads. It's really disgusting. In the women's magazines, mm-hmm. you see the ads for Virginia Slims and some of the other supposedly more feminine tobacco products. It's all the same. It's death in a stick. That's what it is. So anyway, these people are all fighting among themselves. The latest is a $100 million deal for SkyEgg. I'm sorry, I'm reading this right. SkyCig. SkyEgg, good, Doug. That was smart. SkyCig, which is a maker of electronic cigarettes in the United Kingdom. There was another purchase by one of the other big tobacco companies, $135 million they paid for Blue E-Cigs, which has now become a big U.S. brand. So how many of you who are smokers are now using these electronic cigarettes? And I don't know, because I've never smoked, but I know that somebody who smoked one of these things said that there's a subtle shock that comes when you puff on it. Is that
true? Is your engineer Matt there still?
Matt. Hey, Matt.
He has an e-cig, and he smokes it at work.
All right, so Matt, sit down here for just a second. We want to talk about the e-cig thing. Let me find the right microphone. It's got to be this one here, I'm guessing, right? There he is.
Hello.
He's good.
There he is.
All right, so put the headsets on so you can hear Jennifer. We're talking about these e-cigarette things and the big tobacco problem that people who have gotten onto tobacco products and made them a lot of money, now they're leaving. What do you want, a plug over here somewhere? We got
a plug.
We don't have. Nice job, Paul. Engineering the studio. Paul Stern, ladies and gentlemen. You sound like your father now, Jennifer.
You do.
All right. Paul Stern. Doug Steffen, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so he can't read. I'm just going to have him tell his story.
Yeah.
So you have, Jennifer led us to believe that you were smoking before. You're a young kid, what, 24? How old
22.
Are you? 22, okay. At what age did you start smoking?
18.
18. Why did you start smoking?
Buddy got me into it.
He's not really your buddy anymore, is he?
Well, yeah, he's still my buddy, but it was peer pressure. I caved.
Caved. So how did he approach you? He said, hey, Matt, you should be smoking. What did he say to you?
Hey, man, try this. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And you were that weak?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So Jennifer's chuckling because I'm getting to the heart of it, and she knows how I'm an ardent anti-smoker. And I remember when I first met you. Well, how long have you been on the e-cigarette?
About 2 months.
Okay. So the last time I saw you, you were smoking, because I haven't been down here for a couple of months.
Yes.
All right. So you decided on your own, or did somebody say to you, hey, pal, you better smarten up so you don't have all that crap in your lungs as you get older?
Well, that, and it's sheer convenience.
How do you mean?
You can take it around and smoke it in class, smoke it around campus. You don't have to be in the smoking zone.
So you're still in school?
Yes.
And you're smoking, you were smoking, they won't let you smoke tobacco products, but they'll let you smoke these e-cigarettes in the building?
Yes.
Doesn't it emit anything?
Technically, it's water vapor.
Really?
Yes.
What does it feel like or taste like when you... What kind of cigarettes did you smoke?
I smoked Camels.
Oh, good for you. That's a good choice. Good. Yes. You had three negatives on that one, pal.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's pretty tough stuff. It's like the old Lucky Strikes and Pall Malls. Like real death.
Yes.
Okay. Your parents smoked? You come from a family that smoked?
Grandma.
Grandma smoked.
Yes.
But your mother and father didn't?
No. Okay. No, she does not.
All right. So now you're away from the real strong stuff. Is this enough to satisfy you? Are you, as you chew on it, smoke it, what do you do with it? Inhale it?
I inhale it, and no, it is not. It's quite a different experience and feeling. It's not as filling is the best way I can describe it.
Really?
Yes.
Not as filling. So will it be successful? Do you think you'll be able, have you had the urge to smoke real cigarettes since you started smoking this thing?
Yes, every now and then. I was about a pack a day smoker. Yeah. I've cut down to maybe 4 cigarettes a day now.
Oh, so you are still smoking?
Yes, yeah. I've cut down a lot.
How much do you use the E thing?
A lot.
Yeah. And is there a little shock that comes from using it?
Yes. I get a little bit of a throat burn because I have 12 milligrams of nicotine in my e-liquid, so it causes a burning sensation.
E-liquid?
Yes.
What is that, something that you drink in addition to using the...
You put it in the e-cigarette,
you put it in
that's
the cigarette.
What you smoke.
So is there a prescription that is given to you so that you know how much you're supposed to be taking and ingesting to counter the effect of whatever you smoked?
It's really what your comfort level is.
Really?
So I'm comfortable at 12 milligrams. Some people are comfortable at, I believe, 32. Others are comfortable at 6. It all depends on, you know, what you're used to.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a girlfriend?
No.
All right. That's why you don't have a girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe you'll smarten up and then you'll be able to get...
Yeah.
You're a nice-looking kid.
Oh,
smart kid. Not that smart, because
no.
If you were really smart, you wouldn't be smoking. But to a point.
Yes.
You're smart. You're smart enough to know it's bad for you.
Yes.
Did Paul ever smoke?
I don't know.
I don't think. Jennifer, did Paul ever smoke?
I don't remember ever smoking. I don't know if he ever smoked cigarettes.
Good. Okay. That's page 2 of this report. I mean, I'd get into that. All right, Matt,
probably
thank you
he's
for trying
tried it, I'd imagine.
All right, so what does Matt's report indicate to you, Kenny and Jennifer, and others who are listening, thinking, this may or may not make sense?
I just think it's so crazy because, you know, the e-cigarette things I've now seen everywhere. Like, you mm-hmm. see them indoors,
yeah,
people smoke
that's
them
That's why
work.
These big tobacco companies want to buy them.
It's very Mad Men, because you think, wow, this is kind of weird, and you see the vapors coming out, but you don't smell it, so it's not offensive, but it is an interesting new trend, I think.
Yeah. Kenny, anybody you know using them?
No, I don't. I can't even think of anyone I know who smokes.
You know, I was just thinking that. I do not travel in a circle where anybody smokes. And I don't want to be around smokers. So I would probably make a conscious or subconscious decision to be around those who don't. Or if I see somebody who does, I don't want them. Does that sound lousy? Is prejudicial? I don't want to be around people who smoke. Period. I have no interest in being around that horrible smell. I mean, with some... I drive down the street in my tractor. Somebody will pass me in a car who's smoking, and you can smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Over and above the fried... I have used cooking oil in the tractors. I
so
can smell
like
the
french fries. Right?
But this is the stuff coming out of the car is stronger than the smell of the french fries.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it sticks around. And the thing that I always flash back to, and I'm glad that I never smoked, is my grandmother, who was a very, very big smoker.
Yeah.
And she... When I had to clean up her apartment after she died, I always thought her wallpaper was yellow and it was white.
Yeah.
And it kind of freaks you out when you think about it. But
my mother died at 50 because she smoked and the house was a mess. Awful. Let me talk to you about something that's good for you. Heart Factors Plus. This is a new all-natural formula that will boost the nitric oxide level in your body. And this is a natural way of widening your arteries and improving their elasticity so that you maintain a healthy blood pressure level. It's very good for everything that needs blood in your body, if you know what I mean. In fact, all of the prescription pills that are around for men's functioning, basically their ingredient is nitric oxide. So when you take this, and by the way, when you're taking those, they have the same impact. The only problem is because they're advertised as being for men's functioning, they cost 4 times as much as Heart Factors Plus. So that probably is a good reason for you to call 800-621-6313 and order the regular, I think there's a 4-month supply of Heart Factors Plus when you're buying it. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus when you order at 800-621-6313. So make sure your heart is getting all the blood it's supposed to and get all the blood around your body to everywhere it's supposed to with Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. 6313.
few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
All right, so this is Nico. I remember the first time I mentioned this on the air, I think I pronounced it Nico, and people thought I was talking about getting my car painted. Nico, the number one song, or tune, because it isn't a song, there's no lyrics to it, it's a tune. At number one during this week in 1977, following up on the success of the first Star Wars movie, this is the Cantina Band. And aimed at you supposedly imagining what it looked like in the cantina in the Star Wars bar scene. That's what's supposed to come to your mind.
The bit, because yes. This comes to my mind, nothing but Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. That was on Saturday Night Live,
right?
Murray, yeah. Right. All right, so we bring movie moments into your focus with movie music. And this is appropriate, Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, because we're talking today about the new Star Wars movie. There's a story at DougStephan.com about, actually, it's our video of the day. You might check it out, Chuck. I know you go there every day anyway. Open letter to J.J. Abrams with suggestions on how he can make Star Wars great again. What are some of those suggestions? Do you know? Or if you're talking to J.J. Abrams, what suggestions do you make to him as a prominent movie guy to make this movie franchise better?
I'd start with a really good script. I would bring back some of the older castmates, that's for sure, Harrison Ford, Luke, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher. I think that'd be a good start.
Are they going to do that?
I think they will. I think they will. I think you never know how it materializes to see the finished product, but I think they got the right director,
J.J. Abrams. Interesting. He did the Star Trek movie, doing Star Wars. Everywhere.
You know, the last Star Trek movie, his two Star Trek movies, there's some division because some of the old trackers just really have a hard time with the modernization. But The last Star Trek film was one of the best films of the summer.
I didn't see it. I'll have to get a DVD of it or something. Our poll over the weekend, what is your favorite Star Wars movie? Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Say it again, Doug. Menace. Episode 2, The Attack of the Clones. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Episode 4 was The New Hope. Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. So Episode 4 is how it all started in 1977, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So of those, which one would you pick?
I, I think the best Cure one would be number 5. But I'm very fond of number 6 because I guess I was at the right age.
Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. I would agree with you. I think I like the Return of the Jedi. I love Yoda. Yoda is really a remarkable character, and I find much of my life is patterned after him, except the way I speak, because I couldn't get away with that on the radio, although it might be fun to try once in a while. So take the poll if you're interested in Star Wars at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, it's time for our contest. This is audio from the number one movie during this week in 1999. So you got to go back a bit. You'll recognize some of the voices, I'm pretty sure. So that'll help you identify the movie. Here's the first clue.
It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything.
You know that voice, right? Everybody got that voice? Jennifer, you know that voice. You want to date him.
I do want to date him.
Right.
Yes.
Chuck, you don't want to date him, though, right?
Yes, he does.
No,
he
doesn't.
888. Kenny, I'm sure, doesn't want to date him. 888-55. Oops, do the right one. 888-302-3684. Here's the next audio clue from the movie of the day.
Fourth rule. Only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule. One fight at a time, fellas.
That gives it away, I think, pretty much. Doesn't it, Chuck? I don't think that gives it away.
Isn't there only one rule?
One rule. 888-302-3684. Last clip.
We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. Very, very pissed off.
Got 60 seconds to identify this movie. Hurry it up. 888-302-3684. Chuck, what's coming out this weekend?
The outer space thriller Gravity opens today with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. The reviews dug off the charts good, with some critics calling the movie an instant classic. You don't hear that very often. It's tracking at around a $35 million opening weekend, but I'm going to say it's going to blow past $40 million because the word of mouth will most likely be
good.
Very good. If it's as good as the critics say, I'm going to see it this afternoon. Actually, pretty excited to see it. Also opening Runner, a new thriller set in the world of illegal gambling with Justin Timberlake, Ben Affleck, and an actress together. Atherton,
I
like her a lot. Reviews are poor, but in track, he only had a $12 million opening.
That kind of stuff attracts. I'm back in California for the weekend. I may go see do my usual California thing. If I have time, only I'm going to bring Uri, some of the members. I'm here for Uri Geller's daughter's wedding, so I'm going to maybe bring them. We'll go to the movies together. That'll be a circus. All right, Ryan, what's the name of our movie in question, sir?
Fight Club.
Fight Club was the number one movie during the week in 1999. Brad Pitt, et cetera, et cetera. Good job, sir. Thank you. And Arkansas, you're the winner.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.